The final prophet, the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The final prophet, the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen, sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ. تو شمعِ رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہِ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا. چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے، میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے. برستا نہیں دیکھ کر ابرِ رحمت، بدوں پر بھی برسا دے برسانے والے. سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you are watching the program called The Final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, in today's program, specifically, we are discussing that the entire Quran is in the praise of the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, alhamdulillah, sit back, relax, and watch this program for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Surely, dear viewers, through the blessings of the dhikr mention of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Holy Quran Park, your iman and your love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will enhance and increase. Inshallah. Firstly, dear viewers of Madani channel, there are countless virtues and blessings of reciting Salat and Salam. Pens can break, their ink can run out, and words can also come to an end. But the amount of Durood and Salat and Salam sent upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are innumerable. Salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an action which Allah azza wa jalla himself also performed. Hence, He Azza wa Jalla has stated in the Holy Quran Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan-nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allah. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal and His angels send blessings upon the conveyor of the unseen news. Yani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O believers, you too send blessings and abundant salutations upon him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we come to know that Allah Azza wa Jalla and His angels send salat upon the exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, from this ayah, we learn that the blessed verse is clear praise and na'at of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thirdly, Allah Almighty bestows mercy upon His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the angels make dua of mercy for that person. Subhanallah. Furthermore, in this verse, the believers have been commanded to send the salams and salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also get to know that if there is an action which is of Allah Azza wa Jal, His angels also perform it, and which the believers have also been commanded to perform, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. Then it is only sending durood and salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's make this firm intention to recite durood and salat as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also stated in a hadith. Adorn your gatherings by reciting durood upon me, for the salat which you recite upon me shall be noor for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. As we do in every program, after praising Allah Azza wa Jalla, we praise the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So inshallah Azza wa Jalla, for now we shall listen to this beautiful, amazing kalam, Nati Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when we do return, inshallah, the discussion is, the entire Quran is in the praise of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We will discuss the greatness, the status, and the virtues and blessings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and those specialities of Nabi Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that have been mentioned in the Holy Quran Paak, inshallah. Stay tuned with us till the end of today's program. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai. Koi Yusuf se puche Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai. Ae jalwa-e jaanana, ae jalwa-e jaanana, aaka tu shama-e risalat hai. Kausar ke chehre se niqab uthe, jo saqi e kausar ke chehre se niqab uthe, har dil bane main khana, har aankh ho paimana. Ho paimana aaka
tu shama-e risalat hai aalam tera parwana
parwana
tu maah-e nubuwat hai ae jalwa-e jaanana
gir pad ke yahan pahuncha mar mar ke ise paya gir pad ke yahan pahuncha mar mar ke ise paya chhoote na ilahi ab sange dar jana na chhoote na ilahi ab ya rab sange dar jana na
aaka tu shama-e risalat hai aalam tera parwana
parwana
tu maah-e nubuwat hai ae jalwa-e
jalwa-e jaanana ae jalwa-e jaanana peete hai tere dar ka khaate hai tere dar ka peete hai tere dar ka khaate दाना है तेरा दाना دانا ہے تیرا دانا آقا
تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانا
پروانا
تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل ہاں بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ
پروانہ
تو
جلوائے جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ
پروانہ
تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تا حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ
پروانہ
تو جلوائے جانانا
اے جلوائے جانانا صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جی ہاں ویلکم بیک یو آر واچنگ the program called The Final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers, before listening to this kalam, we said we are discussing the status, the virtues and the blessings of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and those specialities which have been described and mentioned in the Holy Quran. For example, the Quran has described him as the one who will intercede. Allahu Akbar. In the Holy Quran, at another place, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is described as Sirajam Munira,
shining sun. At another place in the very same Quran Pak, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is described as Yasin and Taha. At some times, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is described as Muzzammil and Muddathir. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We will, inshallah, azza wa jalla, listen to those qualities and specialities that Allah azza wa jalla had bestowed upon Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before we go any further into our discussion, let's listen to some accounts that display the greatness, the azmat and rif'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, thereafter, we would listen to some ayat of the Holy Quran Pak and the commentaries of the Holy Quran Pak as well. So, dear viewers of Madinah channel, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach or edify his noble Sahaba alayhi wa ridwan, they would sometimes request and say, Ra'ina ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means, oh beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be regardful of our state. Yani, give us some time to understand your blessed speech. In other words, in the language of the non-Muslims, this word denoted upon a meaning of disrespect. Allahu Akbar. And those people then began to utter it with an ill intention. A great companion by the name of Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was familiar with the language of the Arabs and the non-Muslims. So he radiyallahu anhu once heard them say this word and said, O enemies of Allah Azza wa Jal, may the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. If I ever hear this word from anyone's tongue ever again, I will severe his neck. Given them a strict warning and notice. Non-Muslim said, you are angry at us. But the Muslims also used this word. He radiallahu anhu became upset. And at this stage, he then went to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he arrived at the blessed court of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this verse was revealed in which it was prohibited to say, Ra'ina, Allahu Akbar. And another word in return of this was given, which has the similar meaning, Un-Durudna. Un-Durudna was in exchange of Ra'ina. Now listen to what Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the first part of the Holy Quran in Surah Baqarah, verse number 104. He Azza wa Jalla has stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la taqulu ra'ina wa qulu dhurna wasma'u.
Translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif. O believers, do not say, yani to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ra'ina, and submit so, unzurna, meaning that please grant us your attention so that we can understand well and better. Listen attentively to his discourse from the beginning. Allahu Akbar. Under this verse, it is stated in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, which is a very beautiful, interesting and very, very informative tafsir and commentary of the Holy Quran Pak, who recite the Quran Pak frequently, mashallah, recite the Quran Pak with its correct translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif in Urdu or in English, as well as look up to the tafsir of the Holy Quran Pak, specifically this tafsir Siratul Jinan, which is very informative. It has been stated in the tafsir that to respect and honor the noble prophets alayhi salatu wasalam and to maintain due etiquette in their court is farb. It is obligatory and it is prohibited to use the word in which there is the slightest possibility of disrespect, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. And furthermore, in this tafsir, it has been mentioned that this word ra'ina has two meanings, both good and ill. And the mind also goes towards the ill meaning when that word is used. For example, ra'ina is a bad meaning because there are two meanings to this word. One is a good and one is a bad, but when it's used and if the mind goes towards the bad, then such words should not be used either for Allah Azza wa Jal or His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And the third Madani pearl we learn is that look at the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that He Azza wa Jal teaches us that respect of the darbar and court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And fourthly, this verse indicates with the fact that showing disrespect in the court of the noble prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam, it is straight away kufr, dear viewers of Madini channel. Let's listen to another beautiful verse and the commentaries of this ayat as well. So an Ansari once argued with Hazrat Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala over who will irrigate their fields first. Since they had farms and they would want to water and irrigate their fields and farms, So this dispute was presented in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem, Rauf al-Rahim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, O Zubair, after irrigating your field, release the water in the direction of your neighbor so that he could also irrigate his land. Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala was given permission to irrigate the field first, to take water so that he could irrigate his field first. But despite this, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam also instructed him to favor his neighbor and also said, however, the Ansari found the decision which Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made to not be correct, and he disagreed on this matter that my house is also there and why should Zubair radiallahu anhu take water before me? So he wanted to use that water before Hazrat Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu had been instructed to favor the Ansari by the beloved Rasulullah in this decision. However, the Ansari did not value this. The beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded Sayyidina Zubair to stop the water after irrigating his field. And when this happened, when the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stopped him from giving his neighbor that water, then this verse was then revealed in the Holy Quran Park. Listen to the verse and listen to the translation, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا.
So, O beloved, by oath of your Lord, they will not be Muslims until they take you as a judge for the disputes between them. And whatever you have then decided, they should not have resistance to it within their hearts, and they must accept it wholeheartedly. Any decision which is made by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muslims are commanded to accept it wholeheartedly, dear viewers. Once again, if you open Tafsir Siratul Jinan and go through the commentary of this particular ayah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, you would learn that in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned himself being the Lord of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, oh beloved, by your Lord, I look at the muhabba, look at the closeness, look at the love and bond between Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such is the grand status of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah azza wa jalla makes himself known through his beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What a great point, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it farud to accept the decision of the beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and cemented this statement by taking an oath by himself being the Lord. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It has been made concrete, and he cemented this by taking an oath by him being the Lord, by Allah himself being the creator. It has been stated that it is necessary to accept the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Habib sallam with one heart and one soul. Yani with one's heart and with one soul. And there should not be any kind of reluctance regarding any matter in one's heart. Yani shak na ho, koi shubha na ho, koi doubt na ho, bilkul us cheez ko dur kar de ho. When Allah Azza wa Jalla and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mention any command, give any command, a person should accept it wholeheartedly. They should not have any resistance to it within their hearts, and they must accept it wholeheartedly. This is very, very important and necessary, dear viewers of Madini Channel. And fifthly, we also come to know that it is farad to accept all the rulings of Islam. And it is kufr to reject any hukum and any order or ruling of Islam. Also to make objections against them or to mock them is also kufr. Clearly, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So it is stated in Siratul Jinan, when the final universal Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, arrived in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, he was commanded to pray salah in the direction of Baytul Muqaddas. Yes or no, dear viewers? We all know this very well. So acting in accordance to this command of Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to offer salah whilst facing that direction of Baytul Muqaddas. However, it was the desire of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Kaaba, yani where the Kaaba is situated today in Makkah al-Mukarramah, that be the Qibla for the Muslims. Whilst praying Salah, look at how the entire Quran is in the praise of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, aside from that, look at the thoughts that cross the mind and the heart of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yani the desires that he may have in his heart is accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whilst in Salah one day, when Nabi Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept on looking towards the sky with the hope that the command to change the Qibla would come. Allahu Akbar. Upon this, the blessed verse was revealed during Salah. Whilst the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in Salah, in which the pleasure of Nabi Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is declared as the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah, Allah. And in mentioning the beautiful manner and in accordance to the wish and in accordance to the happiness of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, finally the Holy Kaaba was made the Qibla for the Muslims. Subhanallah. Thus, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned towards the Kaaba as he was in Salah. And all of the Muslims also turned their faces in that direction with the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So thus, two rak'at of Zuhr Salah was prayed in the direction of Baytul Muqaddas, and two rak'at were prayed in the direction of the Holy Kaaba. And the reference for this is Siratul Jinan, dear viewers of Madani channel. Listen to this verse of the Holy Qur'an Pak, which is a very famous verse in the Holy Qur'an. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ.
We are observing the turning of your face repeatedly towards the sky. So we will definitely turn you towards that Qibla in which you are more pleased. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now turn your face towards the sacred masjid, yani the Kaabatullah. And O Muslims, wherever you are, turn your face towards the same direction. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, so many points derived from this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran Pak. Once again, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, in the tafsir and commentary of this particular verse have said, from this account we come to know that every Muslim should listen and should obey and adhere to the laws of Islam, whereas the law itself anticipates the wish of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Holy Kaaba, which received the honor of all the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, yani the awliya, Ghaus and Qutb and Abdal, lowering their heads towards it, was all due to the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. For the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam's desire was for the Holy Kaaba to be the Qibla. Subhanallah. So thus, two rak'at were performed while facing Baytul Muqaddas, and two rak'at was performed while facing Kaabatullah Sharif. It was due to his wish that the Holy Kaaba was made the Qibla until the day of Qiyamah, and no one ever in the world could change this dear viewers of Madani channel. We have just heard some accounts and some ayat of the Holy Quran Pak and its commentaries, and we even heard about the Shani Nuzul, which is the revelations of these ayat, dear viewers of Madani channel, in which the eminence of the beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is made so apparent and so clear from these ayat. There is no doubt that if the entire Quran is recited with the gaze of Iman, the entire Quran will appear as a naat of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No doubt, dear viewers of Madani channel. Look at this verse, which is in the 30th part of the Holy Quran Pak. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla had stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar. O beloved, we have indeed bestowed upon you countless excellences. Allah. Under this verse, Allama Mufti Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states, O beloved, we have indeed bestowed upon you countless excellence, and by favoring you with many virtues, we have granted you superiority over the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. We have granted you outer beauty. We have granted you inner beauty, a superior lineage. which is the highest station of prophethood, dear viewers of Madani Channel. The book, the wisdom, the most knowledge, the authority and ijaza to perform intercession on the day of Qiyamah, to be the first to do so. The blessing like the pond of Kawthar, which will be granted to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that station which is known as Maqam-e Mahmood, all of this is for the Ummah. All of this is the status of the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing us and highlighting his dignity and his authority on the day of Qiyamah for his Ummah to be the largest Ummah from all the previous nations that ever emerged or came upon this earth, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Such countless victories and countless bounties and virtues which have no end have been granted only to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Aala Hazrat farmate hain, sabse aula wo aala hamara nabi, sabse bala wo bala hamara nabi, apne maula ka pyara hamara nabi, dono alam ka dulha hamara nabi. Sab chamak wale ujlon mein chamka kiye, andhe sheeshon mein chamka hamara nabi. Khalq se auliya, auliya se rusul aur rasoolon se aala hamara nabi. Subhanallah, subhanallah, jiski do boond hai Kauthar o Salsabeel, jiski do boond hai Kauthar o Salsabeel, hai wo rehmat ka darya hamara nabi. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been granted countless things and will be granted much more, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allah Azza wa Jalla granted our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the pond of Kawthar, whose water is whiter than milk. Jiha, the water of this pond is sweeter than honey. The water of this pond is more fragrant than musk. From this water of this particular pond, Kawthar, the one who drinks from it once will never feel the thirst to drink water again, dear viewers. Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will quench the thirst of his ummah from the very same pond. On the day of judgment, when everyone will be worried only about themselves, and when the people's tongues will dry up and become like thorns due to the intense heat on the day of Qiyamah, in such a situation, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the fortunate ones will be those whose thirst Allah Azza wa Jalla will quench through his beloved's pond sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is known as Al-Kawthar. There are narrations which mention certain good things and certain good deeds through the blessings of which one will be granted the honor of drinking from the pond of Kawthar. Allahu Akbar. Now let me mention a few dear viewers of Madani Channel which will be very beneficial for the viewers out there, inshallah. Point number one, the water of Kawthar will be given to the one who recites Salat upon the Prophet in abundance. Look at his excellence. The one who loves him, the one who respects him, the one who recites Durood and Salat upon him abundantly, Allah Azza wa Jalla will make such a person drink from this pond. Number two, the water of Kawthar will be granted to the one who feeds the fasting person. Number three, the water of this pond will be given to the one who refrains from unnecessary speech. The water of this pond will be given to the one, to that person who gives water to those who travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Recite Durood and Salat abundantly. And furthermore, aside from that, dear viewers, love the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, form the habit to recite abundance of Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jalla take an oath by the illuminated and shining radiant face of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran Park. Allah azza wa jalla has taken an oath and qasam on the city in which the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam resides. Yani we are hearing about the praises and the attributes of the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that have been mentioned in the Holy Quran Park. And Allah azza wa jalla has praised his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in different ways in the Holy Book. Read through it, dear viewers. Read through the Quran. Love the Quran. At certain places, the praise of the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seen in many verses. And in other places, the entire surah mentioned the characteristics of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At some places, he mentions an oath taken by the soil that touched the feet of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At times, he mentioned the greatness and the loftiness of those things that have a deep connection with the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So it is worthwhile mentioning and reading and reciting these ayat, dear viewers of Madani Channel, and speaking about the mi'raj of the Holy Master, which is described in the Holy Quran Park. He His charitable work has been described in the Holy Quran Pak. Those Sahaba alayhim ridwan who accompanied him have been praised in the Holy Quran Pak. Anything that has connection with him is also praised in the Holy Quran Pak, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Look at Surah Duha, for example. The entire Surah comprises of the praises of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Particularly, its first two verses in which the blessed face of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been compared to the forenoon. And the blessed hair of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been compared to the darkness of the night in a very unique manner, brothers in Islam. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى.
By the forenoon and by the night when it covers with its darkness. Now when we open the tafsir of the Holy Quran Pak, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, in Tafsir Kabir, he says the meaning of Wadduha is by the luminous face of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the meaning of Wallayl is referred to his black hair, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. Ponder over how beautifully Allah Azza wa Jalla has taken an oath by the shining face and by the beautiful hair of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not only this, dear viewers. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jalla has also mentioned an oath by the speech of his Master and by various things that are linked to him. For example, in this verse, he Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَقِيلِهِ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
And I swear by this saying of the messenger that, oh my Lord, these people do not believe. Allah Azza wa Jalla is taking an oath by this saying and this qawl of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At one place, Allah Azza wa Jalla takes an oath by the city of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he says in the Holy Quran Pak,
La uqsimu bihadha al-balad.
I swear by this city, yani Makkatul Mukarrama, Allahu Akbar. Because it is the master, it is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who resides in Makkatul Mukarrama. Yani wherever he is, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that place is then blessed and attain such virtues which have never been given to any other place in any other maqam before. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So in Surah Al-Fatah, verse number 29, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is known to be as Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 15, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is referred to as Noor. Allahu Akbar. In Surah Nisa, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is known as Burhan, manifest proof. In Surah Ahzab, verse number 40, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is known as Khatamun Nabiyyin, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 45, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is described as Shahid, Hazir and Nazir and Sirajan Munira, radiant sun and da'i ila Allah, a caller towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Yasin, verse number 1, he is known as Yasin. In Surah Taha, verse number 1, he is known as Taha. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 119, he is known as Nadir. He is known as Bashir, a giver of glad tidings, Nazir as a warner. Allahu Akbar. In Surah Muzzammil, verse number 1, he is addressed as Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil. In Surah Muddathir, verse number 1, the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is known as Muddathir. In Surah Ali Imran, verse number 164, the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referred to him as a favor upon the believers. Hi. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Surah Qalam, verse number 4, he described as the possessor of best character. In Surah Saf, verse number 6, he is referred to as the glad tidings of Hazrat Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. In Surah Kawthar, verse number 1, the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is described as the possessor of Kawthar. The entire Quran is in the praise of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. He Azza wa Jalla mentioned the qualities, the excellence, greatness and specialities of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran Park. Imam Qadi Ayaz Maliki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states very beautifully, dear viewers of Madini Channel. He says, minds are left astounded and tongues are left speechless in their attempt to gauge the favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon his beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one can ever measure the actual status which Allah has granted to his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us such abilities and tawfiq. We should recite the Quran abundantly. We should make it a habit that we should not start our day without reciting the Holy Quran, without reading the ayat of the Holy Quran Park. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, it is also from the etiquettes of the Holy Quran Park that one should not turn his back towards it. Respect the Quran. Showing at most respect to the Quran Park is also important, and by showing respect, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we shall see the blessings of the Holy Quran Park. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to repent abundantly. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the blessings of the Holy Quran Park. And subhanallah, may we through the Quran Park understand the maqam of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until we return again, stay good, be good, and do good wherever you are. Be reminded that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The final prophet, the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final prophet, the final prophet sallallahu